We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
California voters could decide this November to legalize sports betting in the Golden State. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS and Chronicle insider, Phil Matier. Phil, which way do you think the voters will go?
Well, I think they'll approve it. It's just a question of whether it's going to get on the ballot and when it's going to get on the ballot. You know, legalized casino gambling, legalized recreational marijuana, this sports betting is just right along on that line. And you think you're going to find people aren't overly objecting to it one way or the other. But in California, to get it on the ballot, at least for November, it's going to take a two-thirds vote by both the state assembly and the state senate. And that's going to be tough to do, not because of the issue of whether or not there should be sports gaming, but the real issue about the money, who gets to do it, how it's done, and who gets a cut of the profits.
Yeah, and coming up at about 8:20, by the way, we'll be talking with State Assemblyman Adam Gray, who's carrying that legislation. So let's deal with the issue you just raised, Phil, which is how's the goose get carved up?
Well, that's going to be what would keep it from getting on the ballot, because what we have here is this isn't such about the pro sports. It's about, you know, the gambling operations existing in California right now. We've got the Indian casinos, and they have been sort of opposed to this in the past because they see it as competition. But if it's inevitable, they're going to be saying, okay, how do we work it in so that we keep making our money? And they are a very powerful force in Sacramento politics, much more powerful than professional sports. And they are on both sides of the aisle. Lots of, you know, billions of money flowing around on casinos. The second one would be card rooms. Should you be able to go to a card room and do it, like the Oaks in Emeryville or the Lucky Chances down in Como or Artichoke Joe's or whatever down in San Jose? Is that where it should be? They're going to be there saying, hey, we'd like a piece of this too. And racetracks, which have been hurting in the state of California in recent years because of the decline in that business. They want sports and track and casino betting out there as well. So those are just three. That's before you get into, let's say, private just betting parlors shooting up in the cities. Question of how do you do it? Do you have to go in person and make the bet? Can you do it over the phone? Is it something over the internet? And then the third one is, how do you split up the take? Who gets what? Now, professional sports might want a cut of the action. The state's going to want a cut of the action. Who gets what? How do the locals do it? Is it going to be local yes or no on it as well? So all these things have to be worked out, because just like marijuana, it's and casino gambling for the Indians, it was a big money maker. And it's, like I said, it's not a question of whether you're going to do it, it's how you're going to do
it. This makes legal pot sound like a walk in the park.
Well, actually, there might be more money in this than in legal pot, Stan, because you are talking about, you know, it's a growth industry. And already we're seeing it. You know, there was a fine line. Remember, earlier was last year or the year before, fantasy sports, the league's involvement in that. Was that crossing the line into gaming? Remember that question and controversy that was going around the country?
Yeah.
And Sacramento made a move to regulate that, but that was the sports teams hooking up with some of the biggest media companies online that do fantasy sports. So it's a different world, and remember that California is not going to be the only state doing this. And in the age of internet, like I said, how do you place your bet? How do you collect your bet? But more importantly, who gets a cut of that bet one way or the other? And that's going to take some parlaying up in Sacramento, and that's where the real fight's going to be.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.